Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, January 31st, 2023. Since yesterday, Friedrichstrasse in Mitte has been closed to car and now bicycle traffic between Französische Straße and Leipziger Straße. According to the transportation department, the necessary, quote, rezoning order was published in the official gazette on Friday, and the area, which is more than 500 meters long, will become a permanent pedestrian zone where seating and greenery are planned and a space for art and culture will also be added. Transportation Senator Bettina Jarasch of the Greens announced the measure last Wednesday in the middle of the election campaign. This was met with fierce criticism, even within the ranks of the governing coalition. Mayor Giffey of the SPD said that the measure had not been coordinated with the Senate and that she did not consider it to be well thought out. Economics Senator Stefan Schwarz expressed that the action calls into question the idea of real participation by residents and merchants. The leader of Die Linke, Katina Schubert, called the announcement, quote, electioneering. Representatives of the opposition and the business community also criticized the closure. Jarasch, however, defended her decision. She said that Friedrichstrasse should become a modern urban space, adding that the planning for the permanent design of the pedestrian zone will begin after the new elections to the House of Representatives. The same section of Friedrichstrasse was already closed to cars back in August of 2020. However, the hoped-for revival of the shopping street failed to materialize. The regulation was overturned by the courts last November after a merchant filed a lawsuit. The first public edition of the Internationale Grüne Woche, or the International Green Week, after the corona pandemic, ended on Sunday. Over 10 days, some 300,000 visitors came to the agricultural fair at the Funkturm. Grüne Woche director Dirk Hoffmann stated, quote, "We have achieved our goal, and we've shown that the world's leading trade fair for food, agriculture, and horticulture, even in its 87th edition, inspires and meets the tastes of trade visitors and the general public alike," unquote. Exhibitors and the organization also expressed their satisfaction with the course of events. Due to the expected lower number of visitors, before Corona, an average of 400,000 people had come, the area was smaller this year. For visitors, this meant shorter distances and a clearer layout. Next year, however, the Green Week will probably be bigger once again. Baden-Württemberg, an important agricultural state, was not present this year, but has already announced its participation for 2024, and Schleswig-Holstein will also be back. After the kidnapping of a Vietnamese ex-state company manager in Berlin, an accomplice to the crime has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. Yesterday, the Berlin Court of Appeals found the Vietnamese man guilty of acting as an intelligence agent and aiding and abetting the deprivation of liberty. He was arrested in Prague last April and transferred to Germany in June. Businessman Trinh Xuan Thanh had been kidnapped by Vietnamese intelligence back on July 23rd of 2017 in Berlin's Tiergarten with his girlfriend and was then taken to Vietnam. There, he was sentenced twice to life imprisonment on corruption charges. The former CEO of a state-owned construction company had come to Germany back in 2016 and applied for political asylum. In 2018, at a first trial concerning his abduction, a defendant, also from Vietnam, had been sentenced to 3 years and 10 months in prison. Since yesterday, passengers of the U1 and U3 in Kreuzberg must be prepared for longer commutes. Noise protection works along the elevated railroad between Koppeser Tor and Warschauer Straße are taking place until March 5th. After complaints from residents, the driving noise along the elevated railroad is now to be reduced. There will be substitute bus services between the affected stations. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.